Mind, because you are seconds away from one of the fastest growing parapolitical podcasts out in podcast land. Yes, you are now listening to The Paranormal Patriot. As always, every week, I am your host. My name is Tom Velasquez, always wearing the tinfoil hat. I thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to sit and listen to me rant and rave about what's going on in the world of conspiracies, politics, supernatural, and paranormal. Well, this week, we're going to go into, some people may say it's a political show, but I don't look at it as political. I'm not looking at it through a political lens. I'm looking through it as we are being lied to. We are being, in a sense, indoctrinated and told what we are to believe and what is going on in the world. And for the uneducated, the people that only get their news from the mainstream media, that is their worldview. But for myself and a lot of people that listen to this show, we know there's more than what the mainstream media is telling us going on around us. Well, this past week, Project Veritas released a video 3 years old that basically, in a nutshell, said ABC, they call it spiked, I call it quashed or squashed a story about Jeffrey Epstein. We're going to play the hot mic clip, and I'm going to cut it off at certain times and give you my synopsis of what's going on, because when I heard this, I literally was red in the face. I was furious, because all it is the media telling us, the people don't need to hear that, they need to hear this. They need to hear how horrible the Republicans and Donald Trump are. They don't need to know about a worldwide pedophilia ring that is endangering and harming our children. That is what they're concerned about, is Donald Trump and the Republicans. They're not concerned about Jeffrey Epstein and various and numerous high-ranking officials, celebrities, well-known people being implicated in this child sex ring. And I'm going to tell you why, because this is something I really haven't heard a lot about, why I think they squashed this, why they killed the story. So we're going to talk about that. I may get into another part of the show if I get to it. I'm not guaranteeing anything, but I want to talk to you, and it's kind of about the impeachment process, but it's not really about the impeachment process. It's, you'll have to listen to it. I'll try my best to make room for it at the end of the show. But before we get into that, last week I talked about, at the beginning of the show, Pacific Gas and Electric shutting off the power to millions of people in California. And I gave my reasonings why I think this is ridiculous, that the climate activists, the environmentalists, are partly to blame for this, and PG&E in the state of California. Well, I had a listener from California, Carlos, who said, Tom, you are right. PG&E is responsible for a lot of what is going on in California with the power outages. But what you're missing is the fact that these wildfires are not caused by man. They're not caused by the climate. They're caused by direct energy weapons. The proof is there The government is trying to destroy the state of California. I hope you look into this deeper because I truly believe that there is a bigger conspiracy than you believe is happening. He then went on to say, love the show. Thank you, Carlos. He wants to hear more conspiracies. And I'm at the point now where I'm ready to give it to you. Paranormal month is done. I've got to get back into some of the basics because there is a core group of my listeners that love the politics, that love the conspiracies. That doesn't mean I'm going to just completely dismiss the paranormal, but I'm trying to appease both sides. So, Carlos from California, thank you for writing to me. Thank you for emailing me. Now, if you remember, I did do a show about the direct energy weapons in California. And I see what is going on. I see cars that are literally melted, where the wheels, the alloy wheels, are literally melting on the road while there's trees and green grass right next to them. I see houses completely burned to the ground where the grass and all the foliage next to them are untouched. Nobody can seem to account for that. It wasn't about that, though, Carlos. It was more about how I believe that this is just an absolute mockery of the people, I guess. It basically tells you have no control over anything in this country. Where we think we have control, we don't have any control because we live in the most powerful nation on the planet, correct? However, in California, you people are living in a third world country at times because you do not have power. You have no control of when you can and cannot have power. That is very unnerving to me. That's what that whole segment was about the fact that, you know, this could have been avoided. We know what's happening every year. The environmentalists have flexed their muscles and said, hey, you have to save the trees, which, hey, I'm all for. If we lose trees, we lose oxygen. Trees and humans, and we work hand in hand. We breathe out carbon dioxide, they breathe out oxygen. We breathe oxygen, they breathe carbon dioxide. It's a beautiful cycle. So we need the trees. Personally, and this is my just wild, wild theory, is that we all know back in the time of dinosaurs that everything grew bigger and the earth was warmer. And there was more oxygen in the atmosphere and in the air. And I believe it was because there were more trees. As man has grown and evolved and spread its tentacles throughout the world, the amount of trees on this planet are dwindling. So therefore, the amount of oxygen that we have is dwindling. Therefore, that's why I believe that maybe, just maybe, this is why we don't have large lizards. We don't have huge bugs is because the oxygen content is not as great as it once was because the amount of trees on the planet has dwindled. Just my theory. Not going to say it's true, but that's my theory. But in the case of California, the environmentalists say, hey, you can't cut these trees back 30 feet from the lines. So they settled on, we'll cut them 10 feet from the lines because we can't have the trees over the lines. Well, the problem is, when the Santa Ana winds come, these trees flex and they come into contact with the lines. There's a lot of dead timber in foliage in the forests and in the area where these lines are that California and PG&E refuse to take care of. And that is just basically pouring gasoline on a spark, which will ignite every time. And it will also ignite all the dry timber that is sitting on the forest floor. So there's an abundance of issues going around here. Yes. Do I believe direct energy weapons are real? Yes, absolutely I do. I don't know if this is the case right now. But that wasn't what that segment was about. That segment was about Listen, there is, we live in the most powerful nation in the world, and the residents of California are living in a third world country. It could have been avoided. Is there a reason why it was not avoided? Is there a bigger conspiracy of power that somebody's trying to gain power? That's what that segment was about, Carlos. You are absolutely right. There are direct energy weapons. I believe they have been used on the residents of California. They may have been used this time, but that is not what that segment was about. I appreciate you looking into that and telling me, hey, you're missing the bigger point. Go back and listen to the show about direct energy weapons, and you will see that, yeah, I truly believe that direct energy weapons are a thing, that they have been used, and I believe that they will continue to be used. Absolutely. So, Carlos from California, thank you. If you want to get a hold of me, give me your comment of the week. Give me your thoughts, your show ideas, anything you want to talk to me about. Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. So we're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to come back, and we are going to hear my thoughts on this whole ABC thing. And you may not have heard my or any angle like this, because I have really been looking into this, and I think there's more to it than what meets the eye. So sit back, relax, open that mind, be ready to have your mind blown, because this is not good, what we have just been made aware of. And for those of you who don't think it's a big deal, to be honest with you, you are the problem. So sit back, relax, open that mind. My name is Tom Velasquez, the Paranormal Patriot. I will be right back.
Said you were looking for some kind of closure. Never gonna find it here. Can you read the atmosphere? I'm not looking for any excuses for you to come over. Trying to think of what it is that could have gotten you like this. But I'm in love with the way that you say my name when you're talking about how we could have been lovers. How could I have ever thought this? Coming back to the start, we ain't told me apart. My friends all told me that I should have known better than to let you break me. Cause I don't even need your love.
Warm your spirit by attending a Christmas high tea and group reading at the historic old Baraboo Inn. Complete with festive atmosphere of long ago when it was once a boarding house by the original owners in 1864. Join professional intuitive psychic medium Mary Marshall for a wonderful healing afternoon of messages from your very own loved ones on the other side. The holidays can be a difficult time for those who have lost loved ones. Our memories can make what should be a joyful time very sad and lonely. Mary will connect with your loved ones to bring forward messages of comfort and love for you in this special holiday season. Saturday, December 7, 2019, from 3 to 5:30 p.m. and that's Central Time at the Old Baraboo Inn Saloon at 135 Walnut Street, Baraboo, Wisconsin. $42 per person gives you 2.5 hours with group reading, tea, scones, sweets, and lots of warm spirit. This small group reading has limited seating, so buy your tickets in advance at everbright.com. Christmas with high tea at the Baraboo Inn in Baraboo, Wisconsin. Connect with your loved ones on the other side this holiday season. The Elgin Hauntings Haunted Holiday Bus. A festive, frightful foray into the haunted history of Elgin. BYOB on their cozy coach bus to steady your holiday nerves as you hear tales of the Elgin Casket Company, Bluff City Cemetery, and Channing School. It is a festive, frightful foray into the haunted history of Elgin on a cozy coach bus. Saturday, December 21st, 2019, from 7 to 10 at the Elgin Public House, 219 East Chicago Street in Elgin, Illinois. come for a festive, frightful foray into the haunted history of Elgin, Illinois. Again, Saturday, December 21st, 2019, from 7 to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, get on the bus and BYOB as you learn of Elgin's haunted holidays. $29 is all it's going to take for 3 hours of haunted festive holiday history in the city of Elgin, Illinois. Saturday, December 21st, 2019, from 7 to 10 at the Elgin Public House, 219 East Chicago Street in Elgin, Illinois. When you get there, tell them you heard about this from the Paranormal Patriot.
A few old records in my ripped up jeans to match my heart in this tragedy. Holding on to any part of me that was once convicted. Maybe I'll meet another and feel some sparks. Forget about you.
Alrighty, so earlier this week, I got a news flash on my phone, and it said that there's breaking news coming about Jeffrey Epstein. And the first thing I thought of is, oh my gosh, they're going to announce that he did not commit suicide, that he was killed. So a little bit of backstory on this, Jeffrey Epstein. We all know at this point who he is, one of the most prolific child pedophiles that the world has ever known. He was arrested again and put into a New York jail cell on suicide watch because he supposedly tried to commit suicide once already. Now, when he was first put in to jail, before he committed suicide, I said, look, this guy is going to, quote unquote, try to commit suicide, or going to commit suicide, I actually said, is going to commit suicide, but it's not really a suicide. He's going to be killed. So he, quote unquote, tried to commit suicide, and they put him on 24-hour suicide watch in a room that is a suicide-proof room with another inmate that has 24/7 video surveillance and has guards checking on them every 15 to 30 minutes. So how could this guy possibly commit suicide? Well, after he supposedly tried to commit suicide and failed and then got put on suicide watch, I specifically said, this guy is not going to live to see a trial. He is going to get offed, and it is going to be told that it is a suicide. So, just prior to his quote-unquote suicide, his inmate was moved from his cell. So he is the only inmate in a 24-hour suicide cell, which is against protocol. The guards, it comes to find out, weren't checking on him regularly. Surprise. And the most, oh my gosh, I saw this moment coming a mile away, moment that there ever has been. Oh, the video cameras just happened to not be working at that time of Jeffrey Epstein's quote-unquote suicide. Now, prior, again, I specifically said that when it was told to the world that he had committed suicide, I said, look, you're going to find that these guards weren't guarding him. And more importantly, there will be no video available because the cameras just conveniently were not working at that time. I told you when Epstein, quote unquote, killed himself, that there will be no video, that the videos, the cameras were under repair, they weren't working, somehow turned off. Well, lo and behold, that was the case. There is no video evidence of this man killing himself. The guards who were on duty supposedly were let go, but there's no proof of that. The warden of the jail still has his job. Where is the accountability on this? Okay, every protocol ever created on a suicide watch was completely disregarded during this man's suicide. How convenient. So, do I think that Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide? Absolutely not. There is no way in God's green earth that this man committed suicide. There's nothing in that room that would allow him to commit suicide. He cannot hang himself because in a suicide room, when you are under suicide watch, they give you sheets made of essentially tissue paper. And he essentially hung himself from his sheets. There is nothing to attach the sheets to. So let's just say there was something to attach the sheets to. How many people are going to strangle themselves with a roll of toilet paper? It doesn't happen. I have done many, many bad things with a piece of toilet paper. None of it was hanging myself. I'll try not to get into the details of what has happened to the toilet paper that I've used, but none of it was hanging myself. So Jeffrey Epstein on 24-hour suicide watch does not have the guards watching him. The cameras that are monitoring his room 24/7 just conveniently stop recording just prior to his suicide. Plus, he hung himself with blankets and towels made of essentially tissue paper. Ladies and gentlemen, this in itself is a conspiracy, but that is not what I'm talking about. Project Veritas, which is a, I don't even know what you call them, a group of people that are out to basically show the world how corrupt our media is. And they're doing a hell of a job. They've already proven that CNN has had a vendetta and a bias against Donald Trump and the Republican Party from day one. And they have proven it by undercover videos of CNN employees, the CNN president saying, hey, we are a 24/7 factory of anti-Trump news, regardless of whether it is the truth or not. So we've basically confirmed everything that Donald Trump has said, that CNN is fake news. They are not a news organization. They have an agenda, and that agenda is to get rid of Donald Trump and to discredit the Republican Party. That has been proven. Now, I've had people tell me, Tom, there is no proof at all that the media is anti-Trump, that the media is anti-Republican, that the media has an agenda, essentially. Until it is proven that ABC News completely killed an Epstein story 3 years ago. What I want to do is I want to play for you the hot mic from Amy Robach, I believe it was, who is the co-anchor of Good Morning America. At this point, she is beyond frustrated because she had the goods. She had the goods on Epstein. She had the goods on Prince Andrew. She had the goods on Clinton, among many others. And the head of ABC, the top guys at ABC said, we don't know who Epstein is. This isn't a story. Well, lo and behold, it is a story. And she is now upset because her career story, the story which would have made her a household name, was killed. And now, because Epstein had supposedly killed himself, everything is coming out. And she said, I had it. I had it 3 years ago. So what I want to do, I want to play you from beginning to end the Epstein hot mic tape from Amy Robach, again, the co-host of Good Morning America on ABC. And then I'm going to break it down for you from my point of view as to why I truly believe ABC killed the story. So here it is, from start to finish, the hot mic of Amy Robach on what she thinks of ABC killing the Jeffrey Epstein story 3 years ago.
I've had the story for 3 years. I've had this interview with Virginia Roberts. We would not put it on the air. First of all, I was told, who's Jeffrey Epstein? No one knows who that is. This is a stupid story. Then the palace found out that we had her whole allegations about Prince Andrew and threatened us a million different ways. We were so afraid we wouldn't be able to interview Kate and Will that also quashed the story. And then Alan Dershowitz was also implicated in because of the planes. She told me everything. She had pictures. She had everything. She was in hiding for 12 years. We convinced her to come out. We convinced her to talk to us. It was unbelievable what we had. Clinton, we had everything. I tried for 3 years to get it on to no avail, and now it's all coming out, and it's like these new revelations, and I freaking had all of it. I'm so pissed right now. Like, every day I get more and more pissed because I'm just like, oh my God, what we had was unreal. Other women backing it up. Hey, yep. Brad Edwards, the attorney, 3 years ago saying, there will come a day when we will realize Jeffrey Epstein was the most prolific pedophile this country has ever known. And I had it all 3 years ago.
I heard, when I first heard this, I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I had to rewind this hot mic tape and verify exactly what I heard. This is a bombshell. Make no mistake about it. This is an absolute bombshell. This is a major news organization purposely killing a story where they absolutely know it is the truth. When they say Jeffrey Epstein, nobody knows who he is. There's a lot of people that may know who he was. However, at that point, it doesn't matter. You're talking about one of the biggest child sex pedophile rings in the history of this planet. And you're talking about politicians, celebrities, news people, big time names being implemented in this. And it's being killed. This is no small situation right here. This is not a ho-hum story. This is huge. This proves that there is an agenda, that we do not get the news anymore. We get what they want us to hear. And if at this point you can't see that, as I said before, you, my friend, are the problem. Because at this point, there is no doubt that the news is basically filtering what they want you to hear and what they don't want you to hear. It's not news anymore. It is opinion pieces, and it's propaganda. It's indoctrination. I'm going to go through this little 3-minute clip piece by piece and give you my thoughts on exactly what I think is going on. Bear with me, because this is where it gets good.
I've had the story for 3 years. I've had this interview with Virginia Roberts. We would not put it on the air. First of all, I was told, who's Jeffrey Epstein? No one knows who that is. This is a stupid story. Then the palace found out that we had her whole allegations about Prince Andrew and threatened us a million different ways.
So at first, ABC News is like, nobody knows who Jeffrey Epstein is. This is a stupid story. But let me tell you this right now. The political elite, the Hollywood elite, and the world elite absolutely knew and loved who Jeffrey Epstein was. The fact that the American people didn't know who Jeffrey Epstein was is a side note. Because if you would have ran this story about Bill Clinton, the palace, Prince Andrew, and you would have blown the lid off of the biggest pedophilia ring in the world, that the world has ever known. It wouldn't have mattered if anybody knew who Jeffrey Epstein was. At that point, all that would matter is Jeffrey Epstein was the leader of the biggest child trafficking scheme that the world has ever known. And it involved politicians, Hollywood elite, world elite. It wouldn't have mattered at that point. But because the executives at ABC were involved in this. They were part of the Epstein elite. They needed to kill this because they didn't want their names put out there, because that's what would have happened. Virginia Guffrey laid low for 12 years in ABC News, got her to come out of hiding and name names and say everything that needed to be said to send these pedophiles, sexual predators to jail. But the execs at ABC said, no, we can't have that happen. Why is that? Could it be, and this is what you're not hearing in the national news, could it be the reason that they are not letting this story out is because their names would have been involved in it also? They're saving their behinds. ABC News was worried about the fact that they may never get another interview with the Royals again if they ran this story, that they decided, nope, we're not going to run this story. So rather than tell the American public that their children may be in danger, they may be part of a child trafficking ring that involves political, Hollywood, and world elites, their biggest concern was, we may not have an interview with Kate. We may not have an interview with Prince William. They put that over the safety and vulnerability of our children. How does that make you feel? The palace knew that something was up. They threatened them in her name. Amy Robach's words were a million times over. They threatened them. You can't put this out. You can't put this out. And ABC News capitulated. What does that tell you? How powerful are the elite in this country that they are going to dictate what we hear and what we don't hear? So that begs the question, what are we not hearing? Thank you, Project Veritas, for bringing this to light, because honestly, it probably would have never been out. Now, ABC News, what are you going to do? We'll get into that just a little bit. Let's continue with what we heard from Amy Robach.
We were so afraid we wouldn't be able to interview Kate and Will that also quashed the story. And then Alan Dershowitz was also implicated in because of the planes. She told me everything. She had pictures. She had everything. She was in hiding for 12 years. We convinced her to come out. We convinced her to talk to us. It was unbelievable what we had. Clinton, we had everything.
They know. The palace knows that Prince Andrew is beyond guilty. Virginia Guffrey, Virginia Roberts nowadays, has pictures. She named Alan Dershowitz, the American lawyer and academic, who's a staunch liberal. He was named as being on this plane. Well, he, in his infinite wisdom, said ABC was correct in not relying on the credibility of Virginia Guffrey, a proven liar who falsely claimed to have met Tipper and Al Gore on Epstein's Island, where they never set foot. She also said she was 14 when she met Epstein. Her own employment records proved that she was 17. Okay, first off, Alan Dershowitz, you're supposed to be an academic. I don't think on your resume and on your employment record you put prostitute down. So for her to say that I met Jeffrey Epstein at 14, she's not going to put that on her job record. The fact that she said Al and Tipper Gore were there, listen, she has pictures. She has proof. Amy Robach says she had everything. She had everything on Bill Clinton. The illustrious Bill Clinton was going down. Amy Robach was going to release a story and release an investigative broadcast of the exploits of Jeffrey Epstein and all of these political elites, these Hollywood elites, and these world elites. it was going to take down a generation of heroes. Bill Clinton. This is what we don't even begin to realize, how close Bill Clinton was to being destroyed. The whole Clinton empire from being destroyed. But ABC chose not to follow up the story because you can't say that about Bill Clinton. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are not beginning to realize how the news is being fed to us, then there's something wrong. You need to check your head. We are being fed exactly what these mainstream media news sources want us to believe. They want us to hear it. These conspiracy theories, these alternate news sources that are giving you stories about Epstein and his island and all of the elite that were there and were committing crimes. They're not conspiracy theories. They are the truth. However, they are being exaggerated by the mainstream media as being conspiracy-minded, that they have no idea what they're talking about, that they're just right-wing extremists. Well, they're the ones that are doing the investigative reports. Well, Amy Robach did the investigative report, but her story was killed by the executives at ABC News. And it's because that you can't destroy Bill Clinton's illustrious legacy. You can't make Bill Gates, Tom Hanks, anybody else, any Hollywood elite, any political elite, Joe Biden, Obama, you can't make their legacy go up in flames. They're just not going to do it. And the ones that do it are ridiculed and they're destroyed. The media that says Epstein was a pedophile and he had this person, this person, this person, this person, this person. It doesn't matter to some people that Bill Clinton's name was on the Lolita Express 27 times and numerous times without his Secret Service entourage. It doesn't matter to them because the media, the mainstream media, has portrayed them as being quacks, has portrayed them as being conspiracy theorists, just like I am, that they're wearing the tinfoil hats and trying to communicate with aliens. But you know what? These are the people that are doing the investigative reports, that are doing the news, that are looking behind the scenes and getting the actual facts. It is about time we start listening to them.
I tried for 3 years to get it on to no avail, and now it's all coming out, and it's like these new revelations, and I freaking had all of it. I'm so pissed right now. Like, every day I get more and more pissed because I'm just like, oh my God, what we had was unreal. Other women backing it up. Hey, yep. Brad Edwards, the attorney, 3 years ago saying, there will come a day when we will realize Jeffrey Epstein was the most prolific pedophile this country has ever known. I had it all 3 years ago.
It is at this point that you can sense Amy's frustration. She had the story of her career. She had the story of the century, a story that was going to take down half of Hollywood, 90% of Washington, and the world's pedophile elite. She had it in her hands. She had the story. She had the pictures. She had the proof to back it up. But ABC News said, no, it's not going to happen. So they sat and killed this story. A story that may have saved our children. There's a huge child trafficking epidemic in this country. Who knows? We'll never know if this story would have saved one child. That's all it needed to save is one child. I have children of my own. If you have children, this hits home for you. all you needed, ABC News, is to run this story. And if it would have saved the exploitation of one child, then it was worth it. But you chose to save yourself because you were complicit in this story. Shameful. And now we find out that the quote-unquote whistleblower, because that's the term of the moment, whistleblower, at CBS has been fired. CBS, a completely different network, who released this story to Project Veritas. Rather than commend them and say, great job. Great job in getting the truth out. They fired him. What does that tell you? That tells you that all of these networks that most of the American populace listens to has no desire to give you the truth. All it does is it wants to give you what they want you to hear. And the majority, a lot of the public says, we're good with that. We don't need facts. We don't need proof. We just need the news. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, you need to wake up. Because there is an epidemic in this country, and it's child trafficking. I have children. You have children. We are all susceptible to it. And it needs to stop. And our mainstream media, our elite, are letting this happen for their benefit. When are we going to say enough's enough? When are we going to say, I need the truth? Because right now, we're not getting it. We're getting what they want us to hear. And for a majority of you, that's enough. It's not enough for me. I'm going to do the research. I'm going to dig into the truth. Are you? Are you just going to sit by and let everything just go as you want it to go? As long as it's not making any waves, you're good. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to make waves. I'm going to tell you right now, I will make waves because the children of this country are irreplaceable. And for ABC News and the majority of the mainstream media to let this slide, knowing what's going on, is incomprehensible to me. What is even more incomprehensible is the fact that we let it happen. At what point do we stop and say, enough? You know, we as conservatives, we as Republicans, we as whoever we are, the silent majority have been silent for too long. We need to start standing up and making our voice heard. And how are we going to do that? We can sit there and we can say at the voting booth, whatever. I don't believe that at all. We need to start making our voice heard. We're going to let them, the minority, we're going to let them rule what we do. It's time the majority, do we understand what the majority is? The majority is the most people. The majority is everybody else that has been quiet, that is too afraid to make their voice heard. It's time we make our voice heard. There is a war in this country. There is a soft civil war. And we are at the precipice of losing this because we are too timid. It's time we start fighting. And when I heard this story, I decided I'm going to fight. I'm going to fight the mainstream media. I'm going to fight for my children. I'm going to fight for the future of this country. And I need you to join me. It's not going to be an easy fight. We have got a hard road ahead of us. But you know what? There's more of us than there are them. If we fight, join me in the fight. Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. And let me know you're ready to fight. You're ready to fight for your children. You're ready to fight for the future of this country because, ladies and gentlemen, of the listeners of the Paranormal Patriot, it is that time. This story proved to me that there is an agenda in this country, and the mainstream media is 110% behind it. And that is anyone that's conservative, Republican, pro-Trump is not worth their time. And that includes their children. Listen, you may think, oh, my child will never be a victim of child trafficking. You know what? It's exactly what the parents of children who have been exploited said when their children were abducted and brought into a pedophile ring. We think it can never happen to us. We know it can never happen to us. I live in Shiawassee County, Michigan. Shiawassee County, Michigan, in this state, is the second leading county for child trafficking. I tell my daughter constantly to be on the lookout. I give her tips on what to do in parking lots. You don't walk by big old vans. You don't walk. You don't respond to these papers stuck under your windshield wipers. You just don't do it. You just get in your car and go. And you always travel with more than one person. It's a sad reality we live in, but it is the reality. Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. And let me know if you are ready. I mean, are you ready to become a difference in this country? Are you ready to protect your child, your children? Because the media and the elites of this country have no concern for them. They look at them as sexual objects. It's time that stops. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to quickly talk about the so-called impeachment process because there's something really quickly I want to talk about, and then I'm going to call it a show. This is an important show to me. This has been something that I knew was happening and was trying to get confirmation, and Project Veritas confirmed it. And seriously, if you don't know that you are being manipulated by the media, that you are being indoctrinated by the media, I don't know what to do for you, honestly. This is proof beyond proof. It is now up to you to make that decision. I'm going to take a quick break. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. I will be right back.
You always said we'd be together, never be apart. Now you're just a liar because you played me from the start. I loved you more than anyone, professed my love is true. You betrayed my love and heart that was just always meant for you. There will come a time and day where you will stop and see. You missed out on the only one that made your life complete. Now I've gotta move on and just find another love. One that I can cherish and place no one ever above.
Hey everybody, this is Tom Velasquez, the host of The Paranormal Patriot, which can be heard every Wednesday from 3:30 to 4:30 on Coming Right Up. Are you intrigued by the paranormal? Do conspiracies excite you? Do you like to talk about ghosts, UFOs, or cryptids, or just politics in general? If so, my show, The Paranormal Patriot, is for you. Tune in every Wednesday from 3:30 to 4:30. I'm coming right now.
Of a ways to exist, philadelphia for a minute, then my mind starts to drift. Dream shift, understanding expands, products of an ego, morph our circumstance, a chance to escape. Everyday banality, brutality that permeates the everyday mentality. How can it be achieved when it's ever evolving? And around what you possess, is it ever evolving? Resolve to chase and waste the waste in case. Gotta face up to the lies, embrace one place. In a corrupt, pre-decided race, a race. Reconstruct, never quite keep pace, give me space. Block out negative interference.
All right, the song before the break was one of the latest by Multiple, myself and Tommy V. You're going to see a new EP within the next probably 2 weeks, so be ready for that on Spotify, Apple, Google, wherever you stream and download your music. Multiple, myself and Tommy V. So over the last couple weeks, I've had a lot of listeners ask me my thoughts on the impeachment process. Well, listen, you obviously know my thoughts on the impeachment process. This is a sham. Depending on which side of the aisle you reside on, you're either going to think it's a sham or it's going to be the most concrete proof of a president abusing his powers since Richard Nixon. I myself subscribe to a different theory. We all can agree that when the Democrats were running in 2018 for office, they were running on the platform of bettering health care, getting better health care for American citizens and making American citizens' lives better. Well, they got elected on that premise. And you have to honestly, ask yourself, since they were sworn into office, what have they done? They have done nothing but try to impeach the president of the United States. They have done nothing other than that. And for some of you, that's enough. But for the majority of Americans who have values and who have morals and who vote people into office on what they say, they have a problem with that. They have done nothing for health care. They have not passed any bills. They have not done anything to better our lives. Their whole focus was to impeach this president. For those of us who are free thinkers, we knew that is what was going to happen. So we're not surprised about that. However, it has come to fruition that this has been the plan from the get-go. And it's, again, to me, it's not a surprise. Because even before Donald Trump was inaugurated, when he was elected president, there were Democrats that were saying, we're going to impeach him. Even before he was president, that, Mr. and Mrs. Democrat, should throw up a red flag that they have no interest in bettering you. It's all about their agenda. So now they voted on impeachment of the president, and now they're holding hearings. We know if you are a free thinker and you can think for yourselves, you know that this was their agenda all along in 2018. Let's take the House. We'll impeach the president. Well, this was the main agenda even before he was inaugurated. But yet the whistleblower for the quid pro quo. There was a whistleblower who is quote-unquote anonymous, but we all know who he is. Let's call it out. Eric Ciaramella. That is the whistleblower who is a Biden, Obama, liberal, anti-Trump plant. In the White House is the whistleblower. Now, this will get me banned from social media, so I will probably not be able to post this show on social media because now any political discourse is going to be banned from social media. Twitter, for example. But Eric Ciaramella is the whistleblower. His attorney,
Mark Zayed, that slimy lawyer that you see in Hollywood films, this is that guy. In 2017, he tweeted, the coup has started and the impeachment will follow ultimately. If that isn't any indication, this sleazy slimeball lawyer knew, in fact, that the Democrats' whole purpose in life was going to be to impeach this president, this lawfully elected president, against their constituents' will. They will impeach this president. If that isn't any proof, I don't know what is. But then in July of 2017, he went on to predict CNN will play a key role in Donald Trump not finishing out his full term as president. And then later that month, he said via tweet, we will get rid of him, and this country is strong enough to survive even him and his supporters. Ladies and gentlemen, listeners of the Paranormal Patriot, this is horrific. This is treason. If you cannot see this, I don't know what to tell you. We're almost at the end of the show, and I got to cut this off short. I honestly didn't think it'd go this long, but it did. Listen, we are in a civil war. It's not a war of fighting with guns. It is a war of words. It is a war of morals. We have to decide what side we reside on. The side of truth or the side of lies. That's the only way I can describe it. Because, listen, I'm not going to say the Republicans are free and clear. There are liars and there are cheats and there are just horrible people on the Republican side. But listen, the Democrats and the mainstream media, their whole point is to get rid of Donald Trump. They don't care about their constituents. They don't care what the people in their district want. In my district, Alyssa Slotkin, she has no idea what we want because she never asked us. She just voted for impeachment. Your day of reckoning is coming, and it's going to be tough. You are going to have a flow of new politicians that are not career politicians coming up and garnering votes against the elites. Because the elite, which is what the Democrats are fighting against, are the ones that are trying to take over this country. I wish you guys would see this. All my Democrats out there, realize that what you're fighting against is who you are aligning with. I don't have anything else to say because I'm out of time. Thank you for listening to the show. This has been an important show to me. Share the show. Wake people up. More importantly, contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. You have been listening to the Paranormal Patriot. I will be back next week. Thank you for listening. Thank you for growing the show. Until we talk next week, have a great week and keep the faith and, by all means, be strong.
Said you were looking for some kind of closure. Never gonna find it here. Can you read the atmosphere? I'm not looking for any excuses for you to come over. Trying to think of what it is. The
Could have gotten you like this, but I'm in love with the way that you say my name. When you're talking about how we could have been lovers, how could I have ever saw this?